In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and here we find ourselves back in the upper room on Maundy Thursday as Jesus prepares his disciples for his arrest, crucifixion, and resurrection. The word Maundy comes from a Latin word mandatum, which means command. Maundy Thursday is Command Thursday. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Maundy Thursday account is relatively short. It's only one chapter, and it includes the institution of the Lord's Supper, Jesus' ongoing gift to you of his body and his blood. In the Gospel of John, the account of Maundy Thursday covers chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. It begins with Jesus washing his disciples' feet, and he afterwards explains, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." As we read Jesus' words in our gospel reading today from that first command Thursday, the night is growing late, time is running short. Jesus' teaching here in this section is intensely important. Judas has already left the gathering to set up Jesus' betrayal into the hands of those who would arrest him, beat him, mock him, whip him, and crucify him. Jesus' teaching here is focused and clear. He gives a new command. And what is the command that Jesus gives on Commandment Thursday? "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." Love one another. Love. It's an amazing word. In English, it can mean so many different things. In English, we have only one word for love. In Greek, there's at least four different meanings. The word love for us often conjures up sweet images of hearts and such. We hear love and we first think of romantic love. But there's also brotherly love for our friends and family. We use the word love to describe something we like a whole lot. I love hiking. There's love within the family. These loves come naturally to us. The type of love that Jesus commands us to have for us is not a natural love. It is the Greek word agape. Agape is selfless love. A love that loves no matter what. A love that loves even when the other person does not deserve to be loved. A love that loves even your enemy. That's the kind of love that Jesus has for you. Jesus gives up everything for you. He lays down his life for you. He offers his own body to the wolf as a sacrificial lamb to pay the price for your sins. Jesus is servant to all. Jesus eats with sinners. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. He washes you into his love in the waters of holy baptism. He washes away all of your sins and covers you with his love and feeds you with his very own body and blood. You belong to Christ. You abide in Christ and Christ in you. So as a baptized, forgiven, beloved child of God, how should you live? In the precious moments just before his arrest, Jesus is telling his disciples, and he's telling you, live in agape love. Live in selfless love. Strive to love like Jesus. This is an impossible love. It does not come naturally from within you. This love comes from Jesus to you. And as a branch in the Jesus vine, the love of Jesus flows into you. Jesus loves unconditionally. Jesus loves you in your sin. Lose yourself in Jesus' love. People unconditionally love many things instead of God. Jesus warns in 1 John 2, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And in 1 Timothy 6, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. Love can be misused. Love can be abused. Jesus' command is to love unconditionally. How do you love like that? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. We have the Ten Commandments from God shown up here on two tables. How do we break them up? You see that we have Commandments 1, 2, and 3 on the first table. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And then Commandments 4 to 10 on the second table of the commandments. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or his maidservant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. So what is the five-word summary of the Ten Commandments? Just five words. Love God, first table. Love your neighbor, second table. On that first command Thursday, Jesus gives a deep teaching, an impossible teaching. Jesus calls you to love like he loves. Just love like God in flesh, God with us. Just love like Jesus. You want to cry out in frustration, I can't do it. Just give me a list of five things to do. Give me a doable checklist that I can accomplish. But there's no checklist. Instead, you're called to love like Jesus. And when you fail to love like Jesus, he again envelops you in his unconditional love and forgives you. When you fail, you receive more love from Jesus and a renewed call to love like Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus loves you with an impossible love, and he calls you to love others with that impossible love. It is this impossible love that enables you to forgive someone who does not deserve forgiveness. It enables you to care for people who are not your responsibility. It allows you to see others as fellow sinners that Jesus loves so much that he died for them. If Jesus loves this person, how can you do anything less? In Matthew 5, Jesus instructs, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. When you're tempted to love money, when you are enticed to love the world, when you're drawn to love yourself more than others, when satisfying your desires becomes your top priority, stop. Stop and ponder the love Jesus has for you. Love like Jesus. By nature, you want everything to be about me. And Jesus smashes this idea. Everything is about Jesus and what he has done for you. Everything is about loving others. You are to be about loving like Jesus. Jesus loves you with an impossible love. He saves you and blesses you with eternal life. Abide in Christ and Christ in you. Live in this love and love like Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.